Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Team in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, The Seed That Is Me.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 13, verses 1 to 9. Jesus left the house and sat by the lakeside, but such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there. The people all stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables. He said, imagine a sower going out to sow. As he sowed, some seeds fell on the edge of the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Others fell on patches of rock, where they found little soil and sprang up straight away because there was no depth of the earth. But as soon as the sun came up, they were scorched, and not having any roots, they withered away. Others fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Others fell on rich soil and produced their crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Listen, anyone who has ears. The Gospel of the Lord. Few of us who are city dwellers know much about the parable of the sower of seeds. But if we have some appreciation of gardening, we can understand the story pretty well. Sister Joan, with whom I live, has a lovely garden, so I know how many hours she puts into it and also what she does. Most hardware stores sell manure and potting mix and can tell us about our soil, whether it is sandy or clay, and so what else we need to mix in to grow good flowers. When Jesus lived, there were no machines, so farmers had trouble preparing the ground and would never plant seed as we do, but simply throw the seed on the ground, hoping that some of it would end up in the right place. And they would use seed that was harvested the year before. For all our preparation, we know we have to be born with green thumbs. And since some of us are not that lucky, we have to pray that God will help us to become average gardeners. And we are happy even though we don't get 100-fold, even 30-fold is going to be okay. I was never a good gardener. When I was being trained for the priesthood, we were given a garden to look after. I partnered another student in looking after a rocky garden. I would like to blame the soil, but also we were pretty lazy and spent a lot of our time talking, and our garden never amounted to much. So I have to use my imagination in trying to understand this parable. I think our goal in appreciating what Jesus is talking about is to apply his words to ourselves. Where does the seed that is me end up? I'd like to think I had a pretty good start in life. Wonderful parents, brothers and sisters, and I was given a good education. I also had a good character education from the Boy Scouts. But what did I do with that start? I joined the Dominicans, and they introduced me to the letters of St. Paul. He taught me how to measure a productive life, a good crop. St. Paul taught me the fruits of the Spirit, the best crop of all, in his letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verse 22. Love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, gentleness, trustfulness, goodness, and self-control. And he finishes by saying, since we are living by the Spirit, let our behavior be guided by the Spirit. And that is the way I know that I can judge a successful harvest. Our soil will certainly go through seasons of droughts and floods, but if we let the Spirit encourage and guide us, I know we're going to end up pretty close to that hundredfold. Thanks for listening, and I hope you all have a very happy moment in your life. God bless.